Blog Talk Radio.
Then answered Zophar the Naamathite and said, therefore do my thoughts cause me to answer, and for this I make haste. I have heard the check of my reproach, and the spirit of my understanding causes me to answer. Knowest thou not this of old, since man was placed upon the earth, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite but for a moment? Though his excellency mount up to the heavens, and his head reach unto the clouds, yet he shall perish forever like his own dung, like his own doo-doo. They which have seen him shall say, where is he? He shall fly away as a dream, and shall not be found. Yea, he shall be chased away as a vision of the night. The eye also which saw him shall see him no more, neither shall his place any more behold him. His children shall seek to please the poor, and his hands shall restore their goods. Let me read that again. His children shall seek to please the poor, and his hands shall restore their goods. His children are going to give us back the things that belong to us. His bones are full of the sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in the dust. He goes down in wickedness. Though wickedness be sweet in his mouth, though he hide it under his tongue, though he spare it and forsake it not, but keep it still within his mouth, yet his meat in his bowels is turned, and it is the gall of ass within him. His thing, this wicked man is like a deadly poison snake called an asp. He has swallowed down riches, and he shall vomit them up again. Have taken the things that don't belong to him, and he's got to give them back. Elohim shall cast them out of his belly. He shall suck the poison of asps. The viper's tongue shall slay him. This simply means what? Everything in his mouth is wicked. It is as poison as the poison of an asp. He shall not see the rivers, the floods, the brooks of honey and butter. That which he labored for shall he restore. Because he labored in wickedness to get it, and shall not swallow it down. According to his substance shall the restitution be. According to his substance shall the restitution be. And he shall not rejoice therein. It's not going to be a good and a happy day for the wicked when they got to give it all back. Because he has oppressed and has forsaken the poor. Hallelujah. Because he hath violently taken away a house which he builded not. Hallelujah. Surely he shall not feel quietness in his belly. He shall not save of that which he desired. There shall none of his meat be left. Therefore shall no man look for his goods. In the fullness of his sufficiency, he shall be in straits. Every hand of the wicked shall come upon him. When he is about to fill his belly, Elohim shall cast the fury of his wrath upon him, and he shall rain it upon him while he is eating. So don't worry, my brothers and my sisters, about these plans that they have in place. We bring them to your attention, but not with the purpose of you even worrying. Because just when he get ready to make his move, look at what Yah does. He shall flee from the iron weapon. He shall flee from the iron weapon, trying to get away from the nuclear weapon that's coming to get him. And the bow of steel shall strike him through. It is drawn and cometh out of the body. Yea, the glittering sword cometh out of his gall. Terrors are upon him. When the glittering sword pierces a man's gall, he is dead, because that has destroyed an internal organ, a very important one, the gallbladder. Hallelujah. Yes, when the gall runs on the inside, it poisons other organs, and the man dies. All darkness shall be hid in his secret places. A fire not blown shall consume him. It shall go ill with him that is left in his tabernacle. The heaven shall reveal his iniquity, and the earth shall rise up against him. The heaven shall reveal his iniquity, and the earth shall rise up against him. The increase of his house shall depart, and his goods shall flow away in the day of his wrath. This is the portion of a wicked man from Elohim, and the heritage appointed unto him by El, or Elohim. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I am Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Street every day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, it gives us a great deal of pleasure, my beloved brother and sister, to have read from the book of Job, the 20th chapter, where it talks about this wicked man. And this even filters over into chapter 21. Yes, what good has the wicked done? What have they done? What good has it done them to have increased things that are not theirs, to have gone all over the entire planet and conquered people, taken and stolen, destroyed, stolen, killed, destroyed for their survival? You can't continue to survive like that when you live off this type of thing. You violently took those things that are not yours. You did it through violence. You did it through deception. Yes, you poisoned blankets, gave them to the Native Americans, as they are so called. You took my people from what? The west coast of, quote, Akuba land, after we had, what, fled the Jerusalem destruction in AD 70, and look what you did to us. You raided our temple. You polluted the Kodesh things of Yahweh. You brought us over here on ships. You hung us, lynched us. Sure, it was all prophesied. But Yah say upon the ancient of my people, thou hast had no mercy. Thou hast showed them no mercy. You, O wicked man, have not been merciful in anything that you have done. My beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, we were going to deal with this thing about Memorial Day, just bring in, we're going to still come back to it and bring you some the real information on what's going on with this pagan, evil, wicked celebration, because they are not memorializing the things that they told you they are. Yes, it's not even based upon that. It has more to do with bringing immigrants from the white invaded European nations like Ireland and so forth and so forth over here to replace the jobs that our people used to have after the so-called slavery ended, which it never ended, because you still work for someone, you're still on the plantation. You're still a sharecropper. Believe it or not, you are still a sharecropper. You are still on the plantations. Why do you think they call the car manufacturing plants plants? That's what they call them, short for plantation. Just another way to keep you on the plantation. Yes, we're getting real here in the Knowledge Suite. In fact, tonight in the Knowledge Suite, a large portion of the program is going to be dedicated to bringing forth and enlightening you about a man in which this Bible version is based upon, the real King James. Some things about King James that you didn't know, and even the lies that were told upon this very powerful and potent and knowledgeable black king of England and of Ireland. This man, oh, we're going to let you hear the documentary. We want you to listen very, very closely. If you're sleepy, wake all the way up. You don't want to go to sleep on this one, because this man has been villainized. He's been lied upon. We've been told that he was a homosexual. But isn't it strange how even in the, quote, King James Version, even in the authorized King James Version, it sure does contain a lot of blackness. And it sure does put a lot of emphasis on color. Now, who else but a white man would lie about this? And who else but a black man, first of all, let me put the black man first, would tell the truth about who is black in here and who isn't black? Because it's all through the King James Versions, English King James Versions of the Scriptures. Praise the mighty Yah, all praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh. henceforth forever and forever, my brothers and my sisters and people of the nations, for bringing forth this truth. We are living in the time period where truth is surfacing. It never went anywhere. They just tried to bury it, tried to cover it up, tried to hide it. But one thing, like we've always told you about truth will always surface, because the truth always defeats a lie on every end and in every way, fashion, shape, and form. Yes, you were told that King James is a homosexual. That he did this, he did that, he cut off his wife's head. No such thing happened. So we're going to get the real truth about him. As a matter of fact, a lot of what you call the European countries were once inhabited by blacks, black people. This thing that rules the planet now don't have no nobility, no royalty, no nothing about it, because this is a wild, savage, evil, wicked cave thing that came out of the caves. They lived around those regions, but they didn't rule them. Oh, yeah. But see, the Most High Yahweh raised them up and empowered them to overtake us and to do what they did, because we just would not obey him. As to this day, our people don't want to obey Yahweh's laws, statutes, judgments, commandments. Hallelujah. But you know what? We are going to get back to that, because the remnant of Israel will do all righteousness, will do all righteousness. But Yahweh chooses the remnant. Not you, my brothers, not you, my sisters. Choosing the remnants, try to break down who the tribes are, where they are located, that's not your job. Because I listen to these brothers trying to identify the tribes, y'all better leave that alone. Okay, you're trying to include people into the 12 tribes of Israel that are not the 12 tribes of Israel. Only Yahweh knows where every single Israelite on this planet is located, and he shall surely gather us. Then we go through the purging process. See, even when the nation is gathered, it's got to be purged. What does that mean? To rid it of what? Unworthy members. Yeah. And only the ones that are left over from that is the remnant that's going to be preserved and finally go into and live in the what? Forever kingdom of Yah. Now, my brothers, my sisters, are you going to make it? Do you think you're going to be in there? You think you're a little teaspoonful of knowing of just a few things, and but yet in your own mind you think you know everything, you think that's going to get you in there? Got news for you. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and my sisters. This is humbling time. And this is also time, like I have said before, and a brother tried to even refute that, and it's the word of Yah. Seek Yah while he may be found. Hallelujah. You can't refute that, my brother. This is the word. Oh, yeah. So you being on this little binge, whatever this is you're going through, may Yah help you. But I'm not the one. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. My beloved brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Talking about this thing before we get into what we want to get into, and I'm going to move swiftly into it. Again, back to Job chapter 30, starting at verse 1. But now they that are younger than I. If someone is younger than you, that means you're older than them. Is that not right? Have me in derision. What does derision mean? It means an object of ridicule, a laughing stock. So the ones who are younger than I now have me what? As an object of ridicule, scorn and ridicule, and now I'm their laughing stock. They laugh at me. Hallelujah. Whose fathers I would have disdained. That word means what? To consider unworthy of oneself. To reject with scorn, to despise. In other words, these right here things are not even worthy to have set with the dogs of my flock. Yea, whereto might the strength of their hands profit me, in whom old age was perished? For want and famine, they were solitary. What does that mean? They were off to themselves, fleeing into the wilderness in former time, desolate and waste, like animals. Because that's what they are, nothing but damn animals. Who cut up marlows by the bushes and juniper roots for their meat. They didn't even know how to eat. That's these things, these individuals who are younger than I now. Younger than I, meaning I was here first. So how could they have existed all the way in the beginning if I was here first? Come on, brothers. Come on. Y'all got to shape your thoughts and your doctrine. In fact, you need to just tear down everything you know and start all over. Hallelujah. They were driven forth from among men. They cried after them as after a thief to dwell in the cliffs of the valleys, in the caves of the earth, and in the rocks. Cavemen, Neanderthal, hair all over them, down on all fours. Among the bushes they brayed, sounded like asses, like donkeys. Didn't even have a language. Now they speak English. They speak Irish. Yeah. They are Czechoslovakians. They are Europeans now in this day and age. Now, under the nettles they were gathered together. They were children of fools. They didn't have no damn sense at all. Yea, children of base men, the lowest. Base means low, very low. The lowest of men. They were viler than the earth. Violent, wicked, beastly like. And now look what has happened to me. This is they who are younger than I now. I am now their song. Yea, I am their byword. Hallelujah. I am their Mary had a little lamb, fleece white as snow, baw-baw black sheep, have ye any wool, and all the rest of those. And now I've become their jig, coon, African-American nigger, porch monkey, their byword, see? Look at this. Who else can this be, my brothers? Who else can this be? Chapter 30, verse 30, in the same chapter, he lets you know. Who this one who's older than the one that's younger than him, the one who's what? My skin is black upon me, and my bones are burned with heat. Job chapter 30, verse 30, my skin is black upon me. You can put a period right there. That's a whole sentence. A black man. And no Bible translators, so-called modern translators, no, this does not mean that the man's skin is mourning upon him. Because now in these other translations, the New English Version, the New English Translation, and all this BS, they've taken the word black out. But this King James Version has black all the way through it. And in one of our shows coming up in the very near future, we're going to go through this and prove this, prove it out. And this is the authorized now, the one that they rewrote and made sure that they revised and took this out and took that out and left us with this and still left the truth in now. You can't destroy the word of y'all like that, heathens. You cannot do it. Hallelujah. And not to mention, if you ever get a hold to the what? The one that's not authorized, just the straight King James Version Bible, you'll see even more blackness. You'll even see Apocrypha there. That King James, the black King of England, hallelujah, the black ruler during that particular dispensation of time, included in the what? The translations. Yes, he did authorize the translation directly from Hebrew into English, and the new book, the one that we don't have anything to do with, the New Testament into Greek, from Greek into English, Greek now. And the original Greeks were black. Oh, man, it's coming out, brothers and sisters. It's coming out. These are the days and times. But to get to the gist of what we want to talk about tonight, about the true nobility of King James, we have enough time to at least get into some of the meat of what this is all about. Praise the mighty Yah. We will return momentarily. Listen up and listen at this.
With James Charles Stewart. All right. He was born June 19th in Edinburgh Castle in Scotland. Oh, don't be surprised. I know when you look in your look at the news and look at TV and you see Scotland and England, you think it's all white people, don't you? You've been bamboozled. See, when you were in a box, if you were in a slave mentality and haven't been anywhere, they can control your perception of the world by showing you Scotland and never showing you black people. There's millions of black people all over the world and in England and was there before the slave trade. Okay? So don't be surprised when you hear black people in Scotland, that's like oil and water. That doesn't sound right. Black people should be in Africa, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you have been programmed. That's part of your program. When you think black, you think Africa. They want you to think that. Okay? How did these black people get in England and move in England? Makes your little color line have coats of arms with nobility. By J.A. Rogers, showing black people's nobility moving in Europe. Why? Because after Rome fell, after Septimius Severus and Ficinus Niger, a black man, took over the hierarchy of England, the black people ruled during the Dark Ages. Judah was set up again over in Europe. And that's why the name of England is called England, which means angel's land. The original Anglo-Saxon, when you translate the word Anglo-Saxon, it means the angelic son of Isaac. Who are the sons of Isaac? Jacob. Yes, we ruled Europe. While white people were there too, they had their little provinces which they ruled, but we were nobility in England. And that's why when you look at some of the old 1700 dresses of them coming to America, you see nobility or people of stature, Caucasian women, wearing bells under their dress, showing them with, they had corsets on their waist and had bells under their dress to show a big derriere, or mimicking the black women who are ruling nobility in England. So that's why they had the bells under their dress to mimic the black woman's shape. Okay, you didn't know this, did you? Okay, see, but you've been programmed. All right, now, let's go back to it. His name was James Charles Stewart. All right? Born June 19th in Edinburgh Castle in Scotland. See, we got books. All right? We have to Google what they tell us. All right? We researched, all right? He was born to Mary Queen of Scots, Lord Darnley, in 1566. Oh, yeah, his mother was black, too. Lighter skin, but black. His father was murdered a year later after his birth in 1567. This led to King James, or the young Prince James, being crowned the King of Scotland while he was only 13 months old. He was 1 year old in 1 month when he was already anointed king after the untimely death of his father. All right? He was at this time crowned James VI of Scotland at the age of 12. Why? Because under the Jew law, 12 was when you go to the temple of the priest to be anointed as a man. That's why I tell you in Christ, when he was 12, they went up to Jerusalem.
I ask.
Why? He had to anoint him under the Jew law. So, yeah, King James was not only black. Oh, yeah, he was a Jew. At the age of 12, oh, let me look at that. Look at that, sir. Can't get Prince Charles out of that, kid. See you. Look at that there. They didn't want you to know. That's why they got fusion centers. Let's go back to this here. He was at this time crowned James VI of Scotland at the age of 12, and he assumed power over the throne. Now, from the time of his youth, James was tutored in the languages of Greek, Latin, French, Italian, and Spanish. He was also a well-learned historian in his own right. Now, it also was important to mention that he was learned in arithmetic, cosmography, the study of maps, along with many other areas of learning. So they don't want you to know that not only are you noble, you have the propensity to be highly educated and ruled. See, they could not teach this to slaves that were on the other side of the Atlantic. If these slaves who went into America who were enslaved there knew that at the same time that black people were ruling, that would change their perception of hope and know that being a slave is not, you know, you don't have to be in a slave mentality. You can actually operate and run the world like you once did. Now, follow me here. He was learning cosmography, the study of math, along with many other areas of learning. All right. Now, after ruling Scotland for 36 years, King James, a black man, became the first ever king to rule over both England and Scotland when he became King of England in the year 1603. That's why he's called King James the Sixth and the First. The Sixth of Scotland, the First of England. Now, while in Scotland, he was called King James the Sixth. That was due to the fact that he ascended to each of these thrones at two different time periods. Now, while there were already five James that ruled prior to him, he became the first ruler over England. Now, he was the first king to sit on three different thrones at once. Now, check this out. Not only did he sit on England, he also sat on the thrones of Scotland and Ireland. I know when you think of these countries, you think of white Caucasians. While white Caucasians lived in the land, black people ruled in great number too, mind you. I don't think that that's not possible. Sitting in a country right now, if you're in America, there's many white people in America, but you can have a black person ruling, as you have a black person in a rulership seat, even though it's ceremonial, nonetheless, it's a rulership seat with Barack Obama. All right? But at this time, King James, not like today, was ruling from the throne with no powers or European influence or Roman influence in his cabinet or to control his goings. Why? Because King James was protecting Zion in his rule, during his rule. And he was fighting against the Roman Catholic Church. I'm going to get into that in a moment. He was the first king to sit on three thrones at once. So this is not your everyday so-called black man that's uneducated, all right? You're uneducated because they would like to have it so. So going back to King James, England, Scotland, and Ireland. He was responsible for uniting these three countries into what is called Great Britain today. Okay, before this time, before it was called England, it was called, in ancient times, Britannica. Now, you would believe that an accomplishment as great as this would be taught in your modern history. Now, if the Roman Catholic wanted you to really come back to the Bible, black people, and embrace this word, wouldn't they promote such a great man with such a great work, this highly educated black man of nobility? No, they want you to believe that he was a white homosexual that had sex with his mother. More, claiming. Now, he was also responsible for calling a decree for the translation of the Old and New Testament out of the original Hebrew and Greek tones. Now, this translation is known today as the King James Version, 1611 Bible, and is the most accurate translation of the Bible. Now, before I go there, Louie, I need you to do me a favor, right? Mm-hmm. I need you to go over there real quick and grab that King James in the bond. Mm-hmm. That big book for me, grab that for me real quick, please.
Very, very interesting and very, very good information, Brother Sisters. We're going to come back at a later date and play the rest of this. There's only about 7 more minutes of it left. That's a very brief and very quick, hallelujah, depiction, the true depiction, and the truth about the real King James. Did you hear all of those facts? This wicked evil heathen that rules us now, the one who are younger than us, who weren't even here in the beginning, okay? This thing has lied so much until they lie that they have totally got our people so turned around. That's the reason why you don't want to pick up a King James version of the Bible, because you've been told so many bad things about the king that's responsible for this book being translated into the English language. Come on, brothers and sisters. It's time to stop buying into the okey-doke. It's time to stop being bamboozled. It's time to stop being swindled. It's time to let this wisdom, this knowledge from the Most High Yah flow into your innermost being, because we were sold and given into the hands of the worst heathen on the planet. And the book of Ezekiel verifies this. Yes, we, as you can see, we got more to talk about, and we're going to bring more into your knowledge. Be blessed, and we'll see you again this W Day. Shalom, shalom, shalom.